Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 71, and I haven't mentioned this in a while, but the flute. As you know, the flute signifies the beginning and also the end of the podcast, but this is the beginning. And it's the call to worship. It's the call to come to the podcast worship. To come to the podcast worship. It is Sunday. This is when I choose to normally... for some reason, I've settled on Sunday. Well, I shouldn't say I settled on Sunday. It's just so far, that's the day that I've been recording my podcast for the last bunch of podcasts. And I don't know, you know, maybe I'll change the day at some point. Maybe I'll do it on a Tuesday, because I've done it on Tuesdays before, I believe. But right now it's Sunday, and Sunday is a day of worship, a call to worship. Worship the podcast, please, everybody. There's so many podcasts out there. There really are an amazing amount of podcasts. And, you know, there's like a joke that every comedian has a podcast now. But that might not be too far from the truth. Why not? It's free. It's do-it-yourself. It's very punk rock, baby. It's very do-it-yourself. You don't have to leave your house. You can stay isolated the way we're meant to be. Isolated. The internet. In our homes. Nobody around us. That's the way it's supposed to. Oh my God. Actually, I've been doing really well here, folks. My hips are getting stronger and stronger. I'm exercising. Not off the cane yet. But I am off the cocaine, if you know what I'm saying. Should be off the cane, hopefully within next 2 months or so, maybe less, I don't know. Maybe more, I don't know, but I'm doing really well. And so beautiful, it's gorgeous here. I love saying that word, gorgeous. When it comes to Southern California, it's about 79 degrees here in the valley, but it's not super hot. It's just nice. Folks, if you're not living here in Valley Village, move here. Move to my building. Actually, they just rented another apartment. They rented that very kind of undesirable, probably I would say the most undesirable apartment, which I'm not going to tell these people who just moved in. But to me, it looks like it's probably the most undesirable apartment in the building. It's in the corner of the building, next to the laundry room, and it faces... You know, this very drab wall. Maybe there's one apartment next to it that's a studio that's directly across from mine. That might be one, but I don't know if that's as drab. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I met this young couple are moving in. They're not going to move in for another, couple weeks or something like that, or a week. They're getting married. They're young. They're adorable. It's wonderful to see the sparkle in their eyes, the hope that life holds for them, that as they get ready on their journey. You know, there's a new apartment, a new beginning, a new chapter, and they've got this sparkle, and they're ready to face life head on, meet the challenges. Overcome things, take vacations, have kids. Very nice. They're very cute, very nice people. So, although the woman, I remembered her name instantly because she has the name of somebody I know. But the guy, I kept forgetting his name, and it's such a problem. Like when you meet somebody, very often I meet somebody, they ask them their name, they tell me their name, and I immediately forget it. I know that happens to lots of people. I think it's because we're taking in the whole newness of the meeting of the people. Anyway, they're moving in, and upstairs is vacant. I expect that apartment should be vacant for a while. They got a lot of work to do up there, and who knows? Who knows is gonna move up there, and who knows where? You know, maybe I'll get a better place soon, or maybe I'll just keep. Doing my, because if I move, say I move to a better place, Then my podcast could be called Al Berman Live from a Better Place. That's what I could do. I could just keep changing the name to where I'm at. Al Berman in a Better Place. Al Berman's Better Place. The Better Place. Better Place. It sounds like a name for a band, for a club. Better Place. Where are you guys playing? The Better Place. All right. So I was mentioning last week that we had this white bird that just appeared mystically. It was kind of a mystical thing. It came into the courtyard and it's been here for over a week. And, you know, as Chris pointed out, you know, it's kind of an overweight bird. People, you know, turns out Janet, the manager, she called animal control, and I guess they said that if they take the bird, at least this is what she told me. I don't know if she's telling me the truth or not. They said they're going to whack the bird. If they take the bird, they're going to whack it. But I find it hard. I mean, I think that they wouldn't whack it right away. I think they would try to maybe put it in some kind of place, a better place. But this bird has been living here, like, for over a week. It kind of hangs out underneath the one of the patio tables. It's got a water bowl, it's got food, and it's got a lot of bird doo-doo all over the place, all over the, underneath the table. And, you know, my concern was that it was hurt, it's not well, it's, you know, maybe the bird needs to be, go to the doctor, I don't know. Chris was here the other day. He said he saw it was up on top of this balcony on the second floor, so obviously it can fly. And then today, it wasn't underneath the table, so it might have split. My guy, like, you know, I've had enough of this place. I was mentioning how mystical it kind of seemed. You know, white bird, and apparently, one of my neighbors who lives in the building, he's a lapsed Catholic, and I know he's probably. He's very anti-religion, which is his, you know, right, whatever he wants to do. But he's kind of, I think he kind of makes fun of people that have religious beliefs. And I don't care. If you have religious beliefs, just don't lay your beliefs on me. You want to have your beliefs. But he claimed on a Facebook post that he met a new neighbor and that she's some kind of Christian, Mormon, some kind, and she was telling them that in the Bible, a white bird meant that you were blessed, and he thought that was, I don't know what he thought. He had some kind, it was some kind of a snide post, but I was like, you know, I mean, I like to look for signs. I like looking into things and reading into, you know, I'll read into anything, you know. I'll make up. You know, I've done this before, and I'll look for. You know, I'll just make up my own thing, and I think what this white bird in the courtyard means is that only white people will be living here. No, I'm just kidding. We have we have a kind of a mixture here. Do we have any more? Since Jenny and Pete are the Asians got. I think Jenny and Pete represented all the Asian population that we had here. I can't. There's a guy that's directly across from me, who I've not met. And very often, when people rent that apartment, they're very quiet and they're very under the radar. I don't know what that is. It's almost like a casting director says, "I want somebody really under the radar in that apartment." Let's see. We have a black guy and a black lady, two separate people, separate apartments. We used to have another. Yeah, another couple of black different people living in a couple of different black people living apartment, two different apartments. But they moved. We're getting Latino, Hispanic, Spanish origin, whatever you want to call it. That's what we're getting. Very nice people. And we got one Russian. We had one Russian left. This beautiful. Tall, beautiful Russian girl. We have She's a young girl. She's the only Russian left that is from Russia. I am of Russian origin, but I, folks, am not from Russia. All right, enough of that. Enough of that talk. Okay? Oh, one last thing. For some reason, I can't get the gardeners and or Janet to understand that the sprinklers, we have these automatic sprinklers that go off, and they're going off like at 11 o'clock in the morning, which is not really good for the grass. You're not supposed to water grass when the sun is shining on it. And also, people walk on that path during, you know, during the day. And I've told the gardener, I've told Janet, it just, nobody seems to be able to, maybe it's just, they just can't fix it. I don't know what the deal is. I tell the gardener, he goes, oh, okay. I mean, I told him several times, at least two times. All right, I'll check it, okay. He never seems to acknowledge the fact that I told him already. But that's the way it is. That's the way it goes in gardener land. Otherwise, they do a decent job. So, okay, I had a little AT&T experience, folks, this week. What's been happening is, I guess I've been ignoring my software updates that, you know, that I've got a MacBook here, and Apple's going to send, you know, you want to do the updates, and then, oh, later, 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 later. Finally, I guess at one point my computer was just, it was just slow, and it wouldn't go to, you know, wouldn't go to the websites. I rebooted. It just kept saying, screw you. And so I called AT&T. I got this gentleman in the Philippines. In the Philippines. He's a Filipino. And so he helped me out because he was telling me that, you know, he was asking me, oh, have you updated your software? And so he walked me through it. And it actually fixed the problem. But I love, and he's, so I was talking about the Philippines, and he was telling me in his Filipino accent that, you know, I was saying, well, I want to go there, because I know some people there, and go there sometimes. He said, oh, you have to come there, some beautiful bitches. The beautiful bitches are here. And I know what he meant was beautiful beaches. But he was saying beautiful bitches. And I said, oh, that's good, because I know a lot of beautiful Filipina bitches. You know what I'm saying, Filipinas. And it turns out, I found out that AT&T, okay, so this guy, you know, helped me out. But he doesn't really work for AT&T. He works for some company in the Philippines that subcontracts from AT&T. Because I was Facebooking a Filipino girl I know. I told her I was speaking to a Filipino guy, and he works at AT&T, and she goes, what is an AT&T? She had no idea. So I realized I think he might have even told me at that point, you know, but she never even, AT&T, they don't even know, they've never heard of AT&T in the Philippines, you know, it's probably, you know, Joe's phone company, whatever. But anyway, he helped me, and I am looking forward to going to the Philippines and seeing some of those beautiful bitches. Okay. Some news in my go-to supermarket. Let's see. I was at my go-to market the other day. And I would say I go there now every other day. I used to go just about every day, but now I'm kind of switching off between there and Whole Foods. And so I was there the other day, and I'm pushing my cart merrily along in the produce section, I believe it was. And some gentleman is walking towards me, you know, shopping. He looks at me and goes, you're here more than I am. And I'm like, all right, so what? Want to take it to the streets? What is this? What a freaking... freaking thing is that to say to a person? How about hi? I see you here a lot. Hey, you're here more than I am, yeah? Well, stop looking at me. Sorry, that's my jersey coming out. It's my Patterson, New Jersey coming out. Hey, what you looking at, eh? No, I just laughed and said, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I'll get out. Now go get your shine box. So, yeah. So then a couple other things. One of the managers there, the girl, I think I would call her Maria. on certain podcasts in the past. She has left. She has left the job to go on to greener pastures. And so we wish her luck. We miss her. And it's funny, some of the employees that work there. See, this company, they pride themselves on being a sort of an upscale store. And they've got a mission statement in the front of the store that tells you that we want to make this your shopping experience the most incredible shopping experience that you could possibly have. You know, with blah, 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 blah. So I'm in the produce section, there's a couple of guys there to help me out, but there's one guy there that's, he kind of keeps his head down and does his work, which is fine, but those guys are also there to help the customers out, and so I asked him, I went up to him, I said, hey, you think this avocado would be good for today? And he just goes, and he looked at it and goes, no. And that was that, and I was like, well, you know, could you help me find one, please? Could you help me find, you know, so then he helped me find one. I guess, you know, people that just don't like their jobs, they just don't care. And it's obvious that, you know, this person's been doing their job for a long time. I don't think they enjoy it. I don't think this company, the employees at this company don't have the spring in their step that the employees at Whole Foods have. I feel like Whole Foods seems to treat their employees with more respect. You know what I'm saying? There's just more appreciation. This other company, the Go-To Market, although the service is, 98%, 99% pretty good, you can just tell there's this subtext of, people living lives of quiet desperation. It's a shame, really. A company shouldn't have to be that way. Companies should be, they should be nice. They should be nice to you and appreciate you. Okay? All right. So, then there's this kid that works there, a young kid. I think he's Filipino. No, maybe he's Spanish. I don't know. So the other day he asked me, hey, can I help you out? Help you out to the car? I go, all right, whatever. So I don't care. I don't really need help. You want to come with me? And then, he asked me what's new, and I told him, I'm just recovering from my hip surgery. And he goes, oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I must have told him about 2, 3, 4, 5 times already that I had hip surgery. I was going to have hip surgery, and I had it. Fine, he's just a kid. Who cares? And then, he walks me to my car, and did he put my bags in the car? He might have, I don't know, it was no big deal. And then he goes, hey, how about a tip? I'll give you a tip. Get another job, Oh boy, that's an old line, sorry. Old hacky line! But it was funny that he was asking me for a tip. It wasn't that funny. Okay, maybe it wasn't that funny. Oh, then there was a survey. This woman comes up and she's taking a survey for the Go-To Market. She's asking all these questions, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling her, do you like this? I was doing something else as she's, I was taking from the hot food bar this chicken marsala, which the very next day got discontinued. Again, and I just told this, and I told this surveyor that they just discontinued my protein powder. It doesn't make any sense. They have stuff for a long time, then they just, no warning, discontinue. So we're wrapping up the survey, and she asks me, what my zip code, where I live, and I tell her my zip code. And as I'm talking, there's a gentleman who's at the hot food bar, kind of not next to me, but I have my back to him now, so I'm talking to her. And then she goes, and so he's overhearing everything that's going on. And she goes to me, what's your cross streets? And I go, wait a minute, hold it. What's next? You're going to ask me for my exact location? And then he says, yeah, that's too much. You've got the zip code. And she goes, well, they want to know where people are coming from. Well, the zip code kind of tells them where they're coming from. What do you want to friggin' get, know where I was born? It's too much information for these friggin' corporations. And so I said, well, it doesn't matter. And then they asked me my age, and I refused to tell her. And then she asked me, well, could I just do an age range? And I said, okay. And I lied. You know, I lied. It wasn't too bad. It was like one that you could kind of believe that I would be that age. Because many people do. It's not that much younger than what I am. But I was just like, none of your business my age. What do you care? Shut up. Just stop discontinuing. You know what? Stop discontinuing the products that I'm buying. Because I might discontinue you, okay? Friggin' people. Friggin' surveyors. Too many surveys going on. Time to call a company now. They send you an email. Hey, did you take a survey? Oh, the other day, I'm returning these shoes that I didn't like from this company. And they have a thing, like every time you call them, I think it's every time you call them, they ask you to take a survey. So I was calling up to ask them, you know, how to go about making the return. And then the guy told me, and then he goes, would you mind taking a survey? And I go, yeah, I'm not taking a survey. Goodbye. Stop with the surveys. All right. Then a few more things here. This is a Cuban restaurant I hadn't been to in a while, and I called when I went to get my hair did by Deb's. And Deb, the greatest hair cutter and colorist in the business. Bar none, folks. Bar none. Take that to the friggin' bank. This woman, she can, you know, nobody would know that my hair is colored if I didn't friggin' let it get so out of whack. It looks natural. She's amazing. And today, you know where she's at? She's at a continuing education seminar on coloring. She's learning more and more. Pretty soon, she's going to be able to, I don't even know what pretty soon, but it's just like, she just keeps learning and learning and learning. And I'm telling you, I've talked about this before. Some of these big superstar Hollywood stars like Schwarzenegger and Tom Hanks, it's like somebody just took a bucket of paint and just painted their heads. And I'm sure they're paying a ton of money. They should go see Deb on the border of Glendale and Burbank Boulevard. No, not Burbank Boulevard, Glendale, Burbank cities, towns of Burbank and Glendale. Anyway, getting done with my hair. Oh, I also had had a little pedicure done by this lady named Pam. And I called in. It's a great little Cuban restaurant across the street. And I get this Caribbean salad I like. It's got chicken, beans. I tell him to leave off the cheese. And the first time I got it, I thought the chicken was a little too salty. So after that, I would ask him to not add salt. And they never seem to add, you know, these are Spanish people of Spanish origin, right? Cubans? Cuban people? I mean, they may not be, the people who own it are Cuban, but listen, the people answering the phone, you know, hello, hello, la Cuban place, they've got the Spanish accent, their first language, I'm going to bet you $1,000 is Spanish. And so I say, this happened like at least two times, it happened this past time, I say, I like this chicken salad thing, but I don't want no salt added. And then, what? No salt. And you know what the Spanish word for salt is? Sal. I said, no salt. No sal. I mean, what did they think I was saying? You know, I want the chicken salad and I want no bread? I mean, the only thing missing is the tea in the Spanish thing. So I went there. They made a mistake in my salad because I asked for onions. I called back and asked for onions. Could you add some onions? Oh, yeah, sure. Like, you know. And no onions were put in. And they didn't put as many. There weren't, like, there's supposed to be carrots in it. There were no carrots. But it was still pretty good. It was decent. I didn't, you know, I was already too far from there to complain and go back. Whatever. It was good. And then a couple more things. I got cut off in my own neighborhood. I was driving down my street. And I stopped to pick up a neighbor. He's not really a neighbor, but he's here all the time. He works with this one of the neighbors. And so he was walking down the street, and then he said he was kind of going where I was going. So he jumped in my car. Literally, it took him like 2 seconds to jump in the car. A car comes up back of me. Didn't really have to wait. And I pull, and I go, and we just get up to the stop sign. And it's we're going onto a street now that's a one-way street going to the right. And so I'm looking to the left to make sure there's no traffic. And this idiot comes up on my right and passes me. Actually passes me. And I got a little bit angry. And then, but I was thinking, all right, we're driving down the street. I go, well, I'd like to talk to this guy. I say to this guy, it's in my car, but he's in the right lane. And if I pull up in the left lane and it's on your side, and if he gets nasty, I don't want to involve you. I mean, I didn't want to get nasty. I just want to ask them, what was that about? Was it that take? Really? I mean, is it that, you know? But then when I got up on the back of his car, this just shows you how you can control your mouth and your actions sometimes. I saw a sticker for the United States Marine Corps, and boy, did I back down. I mean, most Marines that I've met are pretty cool, but I don't know. I know there's some that aren't, so I don't want to be involved with that. So let's just say we let that one go, folks. I don't know if he was a Marine or was just on his car, you know. But and then we kept driving, and then eventually I was on his right. I pulled up on his right because I was going to make a right on this other street, and I kind of glanced over, and it looked like an older guy. It was fine. There's a lot of, and I was talking to Rudy about this today. Rudy said it happens to him a lot because he's got a big truck, and people do that to him all the time, passing on the right, cutting him off. Very, very weird. But you know, you got to be careful these days. And man, people are shooting people like in Santa Monica this week. Crazy gunmen. I mean, you don't know what people are. I mean, and that guy just went off. Who knows what set that off? So, I don't know. I just want to stay safe, stay cool. All right, the last thing I'm going to talk about here, that was the Whole Foods, and I was by the fish department. It's kind of like, you know, hot young girl, you know, comes up to the fish department talking to the young guys, and she goes, what's amazing today? Like, what's totally amazing? You know, and the guys go, oh, this certain fish is amazing. And I go, why? So I say to the guy, why is it so amazing? And the guy, one of the guys goes, because it's fresh. And I go, well, what does that mean? The other fish is stale? I mean, what, you know, the other's like really not amazing. Like, don't buy this. It's just been here for too long. I mean, I don't know. Man, I thought there might be something funny there. Okay, we've come to the end of another successful. I think it was another successful podcast. Me unloading my head about the past week. And thank you, people who are who listen to my podcast. Soon I'm working on, like I said, converting the website and everything over so that it will be accessible on any and all devices. Right now it just seems to work very well on Apple products, but if not, good luck. So, as a matter of fact, yesterday at Whole Foods, one of the kids that works there, who's been trying, he tried to download it before, he asked me, what's going on with your podcast, man? You know, I told him, you know, I haven't got it together yet, so I will. Anyway, you know what? Hold off telling your friends or family about this until it's accessible. How's that? I'm not going to ask you now. But when I'm accessible, boy, am I going to bug you guys. Anyway, I won't bug you. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.